Western Flyer at the Saturday Light Brigade. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, where Nick in West Mifflin just added B.F. Goodrich, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK McKeesport, and slvradio.org/radio. Rich in Edinburgh has J.C. Penny and also T.J. Maxx. Nicely done.
Mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back ribs. Mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back ribs. Mama say, baby, won't you eat some peas? Baby say, mama, now come on, please. Veggie got nothing, nothing that'll last. Veggie gonna only make me pass some gas. Cause mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves beef back rib. Baby chewed a beef back on a boat. The boat took a picture, got stuck in his throat. Took him to the doctor. Doctor say, sis, I've been to three county fairs, but I never seen this. Cause mama's little baby loves beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby loves a beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back, beef back. Mama little baby love beef back rib. Mama say, baby, gonna put you to the test. Took him to a beef back eating contest. Baby ate the most ribs, won first prize. Now mama got some money and a gleam in her eyes. Because mama's little baby loves a beef back, beef back. Mama's little baby love beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back, beef back. Mama little baby love beef back rib. Mama little baby love beef back ribs. Mama little baby love beef back ribs.
The Saturday Light Brigade. New music from Craig.
Skiddly bop, bop, shoo wop.
Nutty Comb. Craig's been around for a long time. I can remember our playing Craig's music back in the late 70s. And his voice still is strong. And that's a great album of his that he just released. It's called Limestone Wizard. The Soundhound is about to appear, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Each week, we have great top features and guests here Saturday morning. And if you missed last week's on-air segments featuring the Mineral County Heritage Weekend, which is this weekend, youth from Scouting America, Ayushi Vardhan from the Phipps Conservatory Eco Leader Academy, or live music with the great duo Jupiter Vinyl. You can find them all at slbradio.org/catalog. Ricky, I hear a little scratching at the door. There he is. The Soundhound has made his way in. Giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in just a moment. week at the Sound Hound, come on in. There you go. Come on in. Comes up with a sound for us to feature and for you to try to determine what it is. And I shall see if I can pull the sound free. Easy. Got it. I got it. Takes me a while sometimes to get it. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound found that when I'm with you surround, and if you have it, you can, your phone dial, pound at 412-200-5975. Here it is. One more time. Any ideas what it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Oh, the shadows of doubt are in many a mind. Looking for an answer they're never gonna find. But they'd better decide, 'cause they're running out of time. These are the days of decision. Oh, these games of stalling you cannot afford. Dark is the danger that's knocking on the door. And the far-reaching rockets say you can't wait anymore. These are the days of decision. In the face of the people who know they're gonna win, there's a strength greater than the power of the wind. Hiding neath the blankets of fear, when the past they are plain and the choices are clear. But with each passing day, boys, the cost is more dear. These are the days of decision. Well, there's many a cross that burns in the night. Fingers of fire, they are pointing as they bite. Oh, you can't let the smoke keep on blinding all your sight. These are the days of decision. Now the mobs of anger are roaming the street. From the rooftops they're aiming at police on the beat. City after city, you know they will repeat. These are the days of decision. There's been warnings of fire, warnings of flood. Now there's the warning of the bullet and the blood. From the three bodies buried in the Mississippi mud. And a split in the road. You can do what is right, or you can do what you were told. And the prize of the victory will belong to the bold. Yes, these are the days. These of decision.
Words and music by Phil Oakes, arrangement and sung by Pat Wichter here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we've got quite a few guesses coming in with our Soundhound puzzle. We're going to solve it in just a few moments. Let me see if I can coax the Soundhound back. Here it is again. Can you identify this? 412-200-5975. I almost forgot to give the Soundhound a little bit of a snack. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Last hour, we were looking for people known by their first two initials and their last name. Jim in Crafton Heights just added B.J. Honeycutt, the character on MASH. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, has the correct Soundhound answer. Feel free to call or text as I share who's got it correct. John in Carrick has the correct answer. Pudge in Lamartine. I'll try to remember to read his answer in full. He came up with it. Mike is in Huntsville, Alabama, along with Jay Lean. Oh, today they're in East and Northeast Tennessee. I hope you're enjoying yourselves there. They're transplanted there this morning. Beautiful places in that part of Tennessee. Thank you, Mike and Jaylene, for being with us. Now, Tom thought it might be one of those machines that takes a penny and turns it into a flat piece of metal with a design on it, usually for a price in addition to that penny. It's not that, but that's a good guess. Here's the sound one more time. Is it coming to you? Renee on the south side got it. And Russ in King, North Carolina, came up with the correct answer. Patrick in South Park got it. So did Joy listening in Columbus, Ohio. And here's Barbara in Highland Park with the correct answer, 412-200-5975. If you would like to share the correct answer with us or your guess. Jesse and Brian in Point Breeze did it together. They came up with it. A guess of shaving ice from Patrick. Not that, but something refreshing. Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer. So did Stu and McCandless. Caden and Annie, son and mom, worked together to come up with the correct answer in Eastern Pennsylvania. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. Donna got the correct answer by way of Ralph in Crabtree. And I wonder, were you able to get the correct answer? Here is the sound one more time. Are you ready? And we could have maybe given you just a little bit more of the sound. What if we had given you this much? It's the sound of opening up a can of pop. or as Super Pudge and Lambertine said, and I quote, I had that in front of me just a minute ago, opening up a beer to pour in my Cheerios. Kevin also had the correct answer as well. Well done if you came up with it. Thank you, Sound of Hound. Grandpa's looking around. Lambert Hendricks and Ross at the Saturday Light Brigade. Congratulations once again. If you were able to identify this morning's Sound Hound puzzle, the pop can is what we were looking for as it opens up, and we will give the Sound Hound a little bit of a drink. And Josh White Jr. Shared this song that the old man sang, as he would call him. Josh called his dad the old man. Back in 1941, he recorded this song, and it's a good introduction to what you're about to hear as we talk about Aim High.
Everybody flying but a Negro like me, Uncle Sam says, your place is on the ground. When I fly my airplanes, don't want no Negro round. The same thing for the Navy when ships go to sea. All they got is a mess boy's job for me, Uncle Sam says. Keep on your apron, son. You know I ain't gonna let you shoot my big Navy gun. Got my long government letters, my time to go. When I got to the Army, found the same old Jim Crow, Uncle Sam says. Two camps for black and white. But when trouble starts, we'll all be in that same big fight.
From 1941, Josh White.
If you ask me, I think democracy is fine. I mean democracy without the color line, Uncle Sam says. We'll live the American way. Let's get together and kill Jim Crow today.
And there's a lot of significance to that song in multiple ways, including the fact that 1941 was the year that the Tuskegee Airmen, many of whom were from southwestern Pennsylvania, began their work. And there's a brand new exhibit at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh that launched just this week, in collaboration with Hosanna House. And this morning with us to talk about that exhibit, Jane Werner and James Tigner from those organizations respectively. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Hi. Good. How about you?
Good. And James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Excellent. James, I know in part Hosanna House sort of sparked this idea. And certainly the museum had a big role in it, too. But there's an aviation program for students because it's a huge field of opportunity now, and also an important history to document. How did this all come about, and then how did the collaboration with the Children's Museum occur?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's tough with a James and a Jane. We'll start with James. Go ahead, James.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, you know, we felt that at Hosanna House that it was a disconnect with the rich history of the Tuskegee Airmen and today's youth. So we thought we could combine our commitment to aviation education with the expertise of the Children's Museum and engaging families through play. And we could create an exhibit that could possibly allow our young people to see the rich history and want to maybe explore aviation as a profession in the future. So that's how it came about several years ago. And we knew that, you know, aviation was a field that, you know, we're losing a lot of people from retirement and things like that. So it would be a huge benefit and a huge pot for young people to be able to find jobs and be able to build generational wealth for their families.
And how is that training available? Because you were really ahead, Hosanna House, ahead of your time in trying to make these opportunities available. Are teens getting a chance in high school to take co-op type classes or placements?
Yeah, absolutely. We partner with several local high schools in our area to provide them with Part 107 FAA drone certification and also private pilot certification. So we are really trying very hard to do our part to build generational wealth with communities that typically don't have the opportunities to even think about aviation. Most youth don't know that it's possible for them to go into that field and the opportunities that are available. Most never even been on a plane. So we hope this helps get the word out and make opportunities available to them.
And one of the big things is you don't know what you don't know. And Jane Werner, you've had a big role with your wonderful design team at the Children's Museum of creating an exhibit that not only helps you learn the history of the Tuskegee Airmen, but gives you a chance to kind of sample aviation and have conversations with the adults you are with, perhaps about those opportunities. Can you sort of walk us through some of the parts of the exhibit that you're especially proud of?
Well, yeah, and I do want to kind of talk about a little bit about the partnership, because it was really Hosanna House that came to us. We'd been working together with James and the team and Leon out there for about 10 years putting makerspaces in. And it was Leon who actually is who called me, and he is the content specialist. So, you know, he actually had an interest in aviation, wanted to do this. And this is actually the second exhibit that we did, because the first one is actually at Sherwood, which is a facility that Hosanna House has. And we learned so much from Hosanna House about kind of the careers in aviation and what we wanted to get across to families and youth. So it was really an idea that just for us was like, well, this makes so much sense. We have exhibits that are for very young children that they can even try being on an airplane. I mean, you know, if you think about if you're young, and it's all ages, if you've never been on an airplane, it's kind of exciting to sit in a seat. So we have that, and we also have I think the big hit is the you can fly a plane. It simulates a simulation of flying a plane. So you spend a lot of time. I have spent a lot of time crashing in that simulation. But you know, it just gives you kind of a feeling of what it would be like. And then we partnered with the Smithsonian, who had a great deal of content on the Tuskegee Airmen. So combined with Hosanna House's knowledge of Tuskegee Airmen in Pittsburgh, along with kind of the national perspective, we kind of created a history museum, history exhibit within the context of a children's museum exhibit. So We are always happy to introduce new ideas to our audience and new ways of thinking about things. And we're hoping that we kind of are an entry into thinking about careers in aviation. It has this exhibit has traveled the country and will go back out on the road. It has already been to 6 national venues, and I think it has another 2 years to go. So we're very excited about that, too.
Yeah, a lot of people may not realize, and it's the first thing I tell people when I give them tours of the Children's Museum here, is that Jane's staff design and create exhibits, and they're done based on research, and there's a lot that goes into them before they appear, and they not only appear here, they appear all over the country, if not beyond. And I didn't know this was out at Sherwood. James, that's in Forest Hills, right, at the event center, that there's also part there. That's fantastic. Can people best get in touch with Hosanna House? If there's some moms and dads listening that are curious about connecting with Hosanna House, which is in Wilkinsburg, by the way, how can they learn more about the aviation programs that are available?
Well, for sure, they could go to Hosanna House website. It's hosannahouse.org. And on that website, you can find much information about not just the aviation program and the museum, but all the health and human services that Hosanna House provides. And on that website concerning the museum, we're going to be open to for field trips for junior high and elementary kids. We also have a summer camp that we have for teenagers that we run, and our classrooms are there for our high school students. We will be doing a free opening to the public for Black History Month that we do every year. And we'll be having an event that we're going to be partnering a little bit with the Pittsburgh Children's Museum again for Black History Month. So we want to make the museum available to everyone who's interested in aviation and those that maybe not even know that they're interested in aviation, but just history and the rich history of the Tuskegee Airmen and what they did and the courage they showed and the discipline they had for breaking down barriers during World War II.
There are a number of great connection points, and that was the voice of James Tickner of Hosanna House. And Jane mentioned Leon Haynes earlier, who's the founding chief executive officer. And Jane Werner, I want to give you the last word. I note the exhibit's open. It will be here at the Children's Museum for a while. Probably PittsburghKids.org is the best place to learn more, but anything else you'd like to add?
It's a wonderful exhibit. It has won a bunch of awards that both we share with Hosanna House because of the unique partnership that we have with them. And it's just been a wonderful experience all the way around. The exhibit is there until after the holidays. So if you get a chance, please stop by and visit. We're open most days. Wednesdays we are closed. But come down and see this wonderful exhibit that was made right here in Pittsburgh and kind of features some wonderful Pittsburgh stories.
And we have, I can't wait to see more of it. I'm going to try to fly a plane. I didn't know that I could do that. I don't think I'm going to do very well.
Oh, yeah, see if you can do better than I can, Larry.
Well, thank you both for being up so early with us, and congratulations. The exhibit opened just this week, hosannahouse.org or pittsburghkids.org for more details. James and Jane, thank you.
Oh, thank you for inviting us.
Take care. Jane Werner and James Tickner from Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Hosanna House. Aim High is the name of the exhibit. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, where we'll have an afterthoughts puzzle next. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions at slbradio.org/radio, a great network of community radio stations, and by phone at 631-359-8728.
Seem to have passed them by these days. Life is in high fly.
People walking around, living in a daze, high above the ground, with the silly ways putting people down, acting phony while they fly. Fancy clothes, with the corny jokes, looking down their nose at the common folks they can never see. Life the way it ought to be. Everybody's down, not to really flip, acting phony while they fly high.
People walking high above the ground, flying high while they're
acting phony and trotting the 20 ways, speaking loudly and sparring the 40 phrases. Prove that they're the best they can. People are balling. Those ancient ways seem to have passed them by.
Saturday Light Brigade. I think if you're a listener of a few years or so, you know how much I love Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. That was not them. That was a contemporary group called Rio Nido, R-I-O-N-I-D-O, with their version of High Fly. And they are doing their best to tackle some Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross arrangements, but they put their own spin on them too, and also do some songs that they did not do. Brand new album, Into Our Library. Just a couple weeks ago, although I think today is the first day that we've been able to play it. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Hello to James V. Jim V. It's nice to have you listening.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the September issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on Northside Sandwich Week, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Ready to take your turn at the mic? Come on by today. Our Youth Media Center is open. You can take over a studio, ask questions, tell stories, and capture a moment in time with your family or a friend as you record a podcast of your very own. It's happening today between noon and 2 at the Youth Media Center. Registration is recommended so you get the time of your choice without waiting. To do so, tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25, tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25. Activities are free and made possible with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District. RAD works here. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. We are looking for one word that naturally follows the three words that we give you. Are you ready? What one word can follow mouth, center, and master? Mouth, center, and master. Want to take a guess?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I'm hoeing them weeds by the rattler snake. Well, the rows are long and my feet are tired. But I've been cooking my dinner on a little campfire. The coyotes sing tonight. The goat needs a milking and the pigs need a feeding. The squash needs picking and the carrots need seeding. Now the ants are biting and the nettles are stinging. But I've been sitting in the trailer at night just singing. I, the coyotes sing tonight. Shining bright, 100 green onions and 100 more.
Melissa Carper and Rebecca Paytack at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coyotes Sing Tonight. That from brand new old time songs, which came out in 2018. Mary Beth is going to join us in just a moment. We're in the midst of our afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for the word that follows mouth, center, and master. You could add chess as a clue. And some correct answers. The McDonald's. Ed and Karen have the correct answer in Kaiser, West Virginia, on a very busy weekend around those parts, taking place this weekend, the Mineral County Heritage Weekend Festival in Kaiser. Patrick has the correct answer as well. Gail adds the clue ear, eye, and hair. Very good. Gail is in Stanton Heights. Mrs. Edwards has the correct answer. She is in Monroeville. Good morning. James in Freiburg has it, as does John in Economy Borough. Broken is a clue added by Tom, to which I will add missing. Well done. Mike has the correct answer. Angie in Mars has it. Christopher in Monroeville has the correct answer, as does Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Russ in Kang, North Carolina. Patrick in Stanton Heights. And I'll share some additional correct answers in a moment, but I want to be sure we get to Mary Beth right away. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
You, about an hour ago, we were talking about people known by two letters and a last name, and you came up with a perfect addition to that list, somebody you are quite familiar with. you encounter, if not this person, his namesake every day. Who did you, or what name did you come up with?
I came up with P.J. McCardle, and I drive that road just about every day.
P.J. McCardle, and indeed, he, and do you know much about him? I decided to confirm what I knew about him.
I'm not quite sure. I know that he was really back in the 30s, it might have been, maybe earlier. He was either an engineer or an attorney.
I think that he was part of the labor movement, and that he worked in the steel industry. He did run for mayor in 1933. He ran for mayor and fought for ordinary working folks. And he also, he came up just after the Homestead steel strike. So if anybody should have a roadway named after him, he is a great candidate for that. He was born in Ohio in 1874, then went to Muncie, Indiana, and then came to Pittsburgh to serve as president of the Amalgamated Association of Iron, Steel, and Tin Workers. So that's I'm really glad that you thought of him, just so we can think about him again. So you also came up with the answer to our afterthoughts puzzle. What word follows the ones we gave you? Master?
Peace.
Yes, masterpiece. Mouthpiece. And centerpiece. That thing that we put in the middle of tables and think a lot about that end up getting taken home sometimes. It's good to hear from you. I know you've been part of our family for a long time, and we're grateful
for that. Oh, I love your show. It's wonderful.
Thanks. I hope you have a good day planned.
You too.
We're probably going to nap a little bit after. Well, napping is one of my Saturday favorites, but we're also excited to welcome people to make podcasts later today, too. Thanks for calling us.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. And let me share a few other correct answers. Bruce and Ingram came up with it. Larry in Elwood City came up with the correct answer and noted that he is going to be heading out to the Big Rail Brewing Festival taking place later today with some great bands he doesn't often get a chance to see. And Tasty Barley Pop, whatever that might be. Russ, thank you, Larry. Russ added, very good. Show piece, time piece, hair piece, and mantle piece. And Aline, it's nice to talk to you. They're in Erie County, Pennsylvania today. Normally, they are our maniacs, but they're in Erie today, and I hope all is well there. Tommy knew that we were looking for peas and added frontis, eye, and mantle to our list. And a few more text messages and emails to acknowledge. John and Carrick knew the correct answer. Lucy in Slippery Rock. Hi, Lucy. She came up with it. And Patrick has it, as does Mike in Alabama. Or is that Mike in Tennessee? And puzzle. A clue added by Mike and Mars. And Rich in Freeport added a frontispiece as well. Game piece added by Jim and Crafton. And wouldn't you know it, at the same time, Mary Beth was talking about P.J. McArdle. Russ added P.J. McArdle as well. We're going to celebrate Saturday Light Brigade birthdays in just a bit. Here's a song we debuted last week, and it really touched a lot of hearts. Allison Brown and Steve Martin, along with Jackson Brown and Jeff Hanna, in a tune called Dear Time. Words by Steve Martin.
Time on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Hey, time working well together, I know it's not forever, we'll both be moving on. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine, each a small remembrance, one inside the other, on rewind. Tonight I find them dimmed by wine. Hey, time, thank you for the lovers, that went astray, thank you for the one that stayed. Hey, time, accepting of each other, hold off on that buzzer for just a little while. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine, each a bit of color, winter, spring, fall, and summer set to burn.
service. Thank you for the extra heartbeats. I'm not so sure I earned them. Dear time, I've heard you are efficient. I canceled my physician. Whatever you decide. How much have I forgotten in the little box of memories? Edges start to soften and lose their shine. A little wonder, a faded watercolor, all unsigned, on standby in my mind. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine. Could I trade them in for a visit with my mom and dad? Look at what you've made me, sentimental and slightly crazy. Dear time, on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Dear time.
Saturday Light Brigade, what a beautiful song, written by Steve Martin at the approach of his 80th birthday, which was just this past August. Speaking of birthdays, you're about to find out if somebody might have sent your birthday in. For us to announce, we begin with Isabella of Moon Township, whose birthday is today. Mom and Dad wish you a happy birthday. Jack of Westview celebrates today. Carol of McKee's Rocks from Russell. Grace of Hampton from your family. And Jack of Bellevue from your family. Tomorrow, September 21st, we have Thomas from Sheila, Ken, Hannah, and Aaron. Shannon from your family. Dale of Lower Burl from Brother Justin and the whole family, and Tara of Washington from Mom, Dad, Noah, and Rebecca. September 22nd, Maria from your family, Matthias of Oakland from Mom, Christine, Sarah of Point Breeze from Dad, Lou, Sam, and us too. Tanner of Upper St. Clair from Mom and Dad, and Hunter. September 23rd, we have Trent of Tanning from Chloe, Isaac, Abby, and everybody else. And twins, Lila and Lily of Fox Chapel. September 24th, we have Connor of Mineral Ridge, Ohio, from everybody, including Ricky and me. Julia of Wexford, Aubrey of Gibsonia, Cassius of Edgewood, Rachel. Here's Kathy of Castle Shannon from John, Jeff and Aaron, Danielle of McDonald from husband Troy, and kids Crescent and Mila, Sydney of Brentwood from Mom, Jane and Dad, Ken. My brother's birthday, it's a milestone, is coming up on September 25th. He's going to become a speed limit. higher one, too, I might add. Chad also celebrates on that date, September 25th. Chad, your family, Chad Daugherty. Also, it's Gabriella's birthday. She is in Oakdale. And happy anniversary to Jeff and Jennifer. Finally, on Friday, we have Kyler, or is that Kyle? I'm going to guess it's Kyle of Shaler, Ray of Forest Hills from Linda, Jeff of Observatory Hill from Bonnie, and all who wish you a happy birthday, including us, and Melina of Wexford from Mom, Dad, and Sister Katarina. Would you like to have us wish you a happy birthday on the radio?
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
And if you include the birthday person's postal address,